From NPR News, this is live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. I'm Audie Cornish. No private company suffered on September 11th as much as the bond broker Cantor Fitzgerald, which lost 658 people. One of the few Cantor employees to survive that day was Lauren Manning. She was in the lobby of Tower One when the plane hit and was burned over 80% of her body. Now she's written a book about her long recovery. NPR's Jim Zaroli has the story.
There's a photo of Lauren Manning on the cover of her book, Unmeasured Strength. She's standing defiantly on a Manhattan street, her hands on her hips, in a sleeveless dress that exposes her burned arms.
It's a photo of strength. I wanted to be powerful. I needed to be. I had a fight against an injury that threatened to kill me, not over the period of only that day, but for months to come.
When the attacks occurred, Manning was a hard-charging 40-year-old Cantor Fitzgerald executive who had just had her first child. She was rushing to an elevator when the first plane hit and was instantly engulfed in flames. Dr. Roger Yurt, who heads the burn center at Weill Cornell Medical Center, says when Manning arrived there, her odds of survival were just 25%.
Somebody with an injury as big as she had has compromise of the immune function. And so we are trying to get their burn wound healed as soon as possible so that they don't get infection in their wounds.
Manning's pain was so severe, she had to be put in a coma to be treated. She awoke weeks later, unable to talk or move very much. Greg Manning waited a while before telling his wife how many of her colleagues at Cantor Fitzgerald had died.
We were simply told, let Lauren ask questions and answer those questions. Don't volunteer information. Don't jump ahead. Don't go, by the way, something absolutely horrible has happened.
Finally, I said, you know, but who did make it? You know, what did happen? And on that particular day, he told me, and I will never forget it. I mean, I was racked by pain, but it seemed secondary to all of the news that I heard of all of my friends and colleagues who were gone. And I took absolute personal responsibility that they wouldn't get another one. They weren't going to take me out.
Doctors said Manning had about 18 months to regain flexibility in her limbs, or she might lose it forever. So she took hours of physical therapy every day. She endured skin grafts and painful hydrotherapy to clean her wounds. She was fed through a feeding tube.
It was one of my great milestones when the doctor said I could have a piece of ice.
Ice?
Ice, yeah, ice. My mouth was so dry and parched, and to feel it finally slide down my throat, I felt like I was, you know, quenching a thirst that had existed, you know, quite literally for months.
Slowly but surely, she learned to walk and use her badly burned hands. Manning is the daughter of a Marine, and she has worked for years in the unforgiving pressure cooker that is Wall Street. And she says that taught her the determination she needed to get better.
You just have to move on. Why not? What's the alternative? You know, have your pity party, but don't make it last too long.
Manning also had to live in a certain amount of denial about all that had happened to her.
In a sense, I created a charade of how I would be, how I would look to the world, how I would interact. I was incredibly positive. I never acknowledged a sense of feeling weak or incredibly fatigued, and I didn't dwell on the physical changes.
Those changes were considerable. The skin on her back and arms was scarred. She lost part of an ear and the tips of some of her fingers. But she's had multiple surgeries, especially on her hands. Her long blonde hair has grown back. She dresses well, and she no longer attracts stares like she used to. Dr. Roger Yurt says Manning's attitude played no small part in her recovery.
What I learned from her is the importance of your makeup and your determination and your ability to fight through things. A lot of people would have given up and never made it as far as she's made it.
Because Manning lived when so many others died, she has become an icon of survival. She sometimes gives interviews and makes public appearances. And once a year, she and her husband attend the memorial service for Cantor Fitzgerald employees. They're doing so again this weekend. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
And you can find more reflections on today's anniversary and images and music at our website, npr.org.